19 before 11, Pete Fornatale back with you on Saturday morning 60s. And I guess you can say that we have saved the most important Beach Boy for last. As Dennis Wilson told me back in 1977, Brian Wilson is the Beach Boys. We are his messengers. I had the opportunity to interview Brian twice over the years, once in 1973. That was a disaster because his father had just died and he was running away from his problems. In 1976, during the whole Brian is Back campaign, we had a much lighter and happier session right around the time of their concerts at Madison Square Garden, the weekend that Brian appeared on Saturday Night Live. And during the course of our conversation, I asked him about one of his favorite Beach Boys songs, which happens to come from the Pet Sounds album.
There's a song on Pet Sounds called Wouldn't It Be Nice, which I see that you've queued up. I'd like to explain a little bit about
that.
That's a song expressing the need to have freedom and live with somebody. The idea is, the more we talk about it, the more we want it, but let's talk about it anyway. Let's talk it over. Let's talk about what could be, what we might have if we really got down to it. I don't mind being criticized, you know, logically take a person and logically analyze the guy and lay it out for public. But I mean, if they knock me down, then it hurts a little bit. But I take it in stride. I figure that you got to see both sides to a person. It's good for everybody to see a person as he is, you know. But I think by and large, just getting written about is the main thing. I think the publicity of it all and being feeling that you're in the limelight, that there's something to read about, this all means a lot to me. These things mean the most, you know.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
For what it's worth, in this reporter's humble opinion, that's still the greatest Beach Boys song of them all, Good Vibrations. If that one doesn't appear on our top 60 of the 60s in a couple of weeks, I will personally demand a recount. We also heard Surf's Up, Don't Worry, Baby, and Wouldn't It Be Nice? We'll wrap up our 25th anniversary special after these messages.
Yo, bartender.
What's your pleasure, friend?
No, ask me what'll you have.
Another one? Okay, I'm ready for you. What do you have?
All right.
Clear, strong flavor.
What do you have?
All American flavor. Yeah, rock it real steady with Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Rockin' Blue Ribbon Beer.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, the original robust beer. Only Nature's Choices products provide the flavor people prize most. Pabst won its Blue Ribbon as America's favorite beer in 1893, and it's still winning people over today. So when someone asks you what you have, you know what to say, a sing.
All I want is clear, strong flavor. All I need is all-American flavor. Straight ahead taste is what I savor in Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Thanks, bartender. Now you know what I always have.
If I ever forget, that neon Pabst Blue Ribbon sign on the back of your jacket should remind me.
Dick Lewis is watching. Mocking Lewis. Dick Lewis is watching. Mocking Lewis. Watching the price. Giving great advice. Watching the store. Could save you so much more. Dick Lewis is watching.
Watching that Newmark & Lewis beats the competition every day with the new Newmark & Lewis Lifetime Low Price Guarantee on audio, video, appliances, and microwaves. Buy a Sanyo high-speed dual cassette deck with Dolby Lifetime Low Price Guaranteed $69 or a Zenith 19-inch color TV Lifetime Low Price Guaranteed $206. You'll love a deluxe microwave oven with turntable Lifetime Low Price Guaranteed $99 for the only Lifetime Low Price Guarantee available anywhere on these and thousands of other great items. Shop Newmark & Lewis this holiday season.
Newmark. Lewis. We always beat the competition. Dick Lewis is watching.
Visit any Newmark & Lewis store for your Lifetime Low Price Guarantee Certificate.
We've brought Bennigan's five terrific pasta dishes here to the Colosseum in Rome to find out if they're as delicious as real Italian food. You, sir, signori, try a bite? It's seafood pasta from Bennigan's in America.
Accidenti, Martin!
Ah, you too, fella. Well, I'll just have a bite myself. Plump shrimp, juicy crab meat, and Alfredo sauce over linguine. Mmm, delicious. How about shrimp palermo? Signora, scusi, signora, try a bite? I'll just try this one, too. It's shrimp, Italian sausage, and scallions, and a spice cream sauce with linguine. Oh, man, that's good. Anyone for Bennigan's tender chicken pasta parmesan or mouth-watering pasta primavera? How about homemade lasagna? I knew that would get him. Come try one of Bennigan's five terrific pasta dishes. It's real Italian cooking.
Oh, no.
Molto bene.
Hey.
It's 2 minutes before 11, coming up in just a couple of minutes, an off-the-record special featuring Kansas. This is Pete Fornital. I'll be back tomorrow morning on Mixed Bag between 8 and 11 a.m. when my special guests will be the Paul Winter Consort right here at 1027. And that just about does it for this special edition of Saturday Morning 60s, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Beach Boys. If you're a longtime listener, then you know that this one was done for the sheer love and pleasure of it. I'd like to thank John Platt for his inestimable contribution to this program. I'd also like to thank Kevin Caslin, a Manhasset police officer who originally suggested this celebration to me back in the summer, and he and his wife are celebrating a wedding anniversary this week. So congratulations to them as well, and I'd especially like to thank the Beach Boys for 25 years of music and memories. We began the show with Mike Love recalling their very first record released on December 8, 1961, Surfin'. Let's bring it full cycle with Mike once again talking about that very first Beach Boys concert.
First, 1961 was the first night that we the Beach Boys were promoted as the Beach Boys, and it was the first show we ever played on with, it was a big show with other acts. It was billed as a Ritchie Valens Memorial Dance and Show in Long Beach Municipal Auditorium, which is a real old building, and that was really scary for us because it was the first time we'd played in front of that many people, and we played three songs, I remember, and that was based on the success of our original record, Surfin'. And for us, it was a scary but a very happy New Year.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and
WNEW FM, New York.